Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst, and as always, we'll be taking you through the macroeconomic calendar of all the days ahead and what could be potentially moving markets. And once again, we have to have a quick look at what went on last week before we can even think of seeing what's coming up in the weeks ahead. Markets were incredibly resilient considering the amount of tariff updates and tariff threats that we had from the US administration and, of course, President Trump. And we saw major indices hitting all-time highs on a number of fronts. We did see a bit of a dip on Friday as investors kind of looked ahead to some of the key data that's coming out this week. And, of course, earnings season's coming in. It's going to hit us hard in the next 3 weeks with major companies declaring their earnings and the last quarterly report, and to see if those tariff potential impacts have affected underlying stock values. So, interesting week ahead. As I said, markets, stock markets in particular, pretty much on the front foot, despite a bit of a dip in on Wall Street on Friday, and plenty coming up in the week ahead. We've got a lot of updates from, in particular, Fed members. We've got some key, very key inflation data coming across a few jurisdictions, but and a nice healthy dose of US data, which coming off the back of recent updates is going to be very interesting, and we could see some big volatility on the back of it. So, as always, I'll run us through it on a day by day basis. Monday actually looks like being a relatively quiet day. There's not too much on the calendar. And in fact, no real tier one data. The French are enjoying a bank holiday, so that may affect liquidity in the European session. And there's the possibility of the new loans data coming out of the Chinese market, which would move things around. But apart from that, nothing else. Probably the biggest thing, which is now kind of scheduled on the geopolitical front, is that President Trump has said that he's going to be making a statement on Russia on Monday. Now, which way that's going to go, we do not know. But let's be honest, if there is some sort of change in the relationship between the US and Russia, it is going to move markets, and it's going to move markets hard. So that's Monday for us. Tuesday, things pick up and pick up in a big way. It's a really big day in terms of data. The Asian session has that big data drop from China with its 7 or 8 key numbers coming out. The big ones are really the GDP, industrial production and retail sales. GDP expected to come in at 5.1%, industrial production at 5.6%. That's slightly down from last time's 5.8%. And retail sales at 5.2% year on year. Much lower than last month's print of 6.4. So keep an eye on that. Could see some volatility in Chinese markets. The London session sees German ZEW economic sentiment data out, expected to come in at 50.8. Any big variations in that will move markets, particularly the euro. But the big data comes out once New York opens. We've got CPI data out of Canada and out of the US. The US number is undoubtedly going to dominate market sentiment and moves. Just touching on the CPI for Canada, month-on-month expected to show a 0.2% increase, but the median year-on-year CPI staying up there at 3%. The big number, US numbers, they're quite easy to remember, both the core CPI and CPI month-on-month number expected to show a 0.3% increase, with the year-on-year up at 2.6%, up from 2.4%. Last time. Now, that's probably going to put a little bit of a push on the Fed to remain less dovish than some, and particularly some in the White House, would want. It's going to be very interesting if we do get large deviations or even slightly smaller deviations, I suppose, on those numbers. It could see markets really moving, especially with regard to those Fed rate cut hopes. Same time, Empire State Manufacturing Index is out. It's expected to come in at -7.8. I would not expect that to have such a major influence on the markets as it's coming at the same time as that key US CPI numbers. Later in the day, we hear from several, and this is a bit of a theme through the week, several Fed members. So Barr, Barkin and Collins are all speaking, as is Bowman. So interesting to see, and once again, that focus on Fed rate cut expectations. And much later today, nearly at the Asian Open, actually, we hear from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey. He's speaking at Mansion House in the City of London. Anything we get from him, he's probably the big potential market mover, especially for things like cable, because if he does come out with anything, it it's right at the end of that US session into the Asian session. So liquidity, especially in cable, will be pretty thin. So we could see some big moves there. Into Wednesday, nothing really coming through in the Asian session, but UK markets in focus again, and it's inflation numbers again. CPI data due out in the UK, that's early in that London session, expected to come in at 3.4% year on year. That's still up there and obviously not where the Bank of England would like to see at the moment. So potential moves, especially if it comes in off that expectation. Then we move into the New York session. We get that second smash of inflation data for the week, which is the PPI number. Core PPI expected to show a 0.2% month-on-month increase, with the PPI a 0.3% month-on-month increase. So any deviations there. It has been, normally we look at CPI for a much bigger impact on US, but PPI has been moving the market considerably recently as well, because we have such a focus on inflation and the Fed, and obviously the Fed and its kind of little tit-for-tat updates from President Trump. Later in the day, this is still on Wednesday, later in the day we get the US crude oil inventory data. That's been moving oil a fair bit. And we hear from Fed members Hammock and Williams during that time as well. So plenty of Fed speak this week. It's going to be the first ones off the rank will probably be the more impactful. And if they're sort of singing from the same hymn sheet later in the week, it probably won't affect markets too much. On to Thursday, big numbers in Australia, employment data due out. Employment change expected to show 21,000 new jobs, and the unemployment rate staying steady at 4.1. Big focus after the RBA kept rates on hold last week. Big surprise for the market, that one. They were expected to cut. So if we get a dip in those or a raise in the unemployment rate, expect that to really put some pressure on the RBA, especially after they failed to deliver a last Tuesday. Into the London session and UK markets again in focus. The other side of the central bank mandate, employment numbers coming through for the UK. So we get inflation and employment in the same week for the UK. We could see some big moves in sterling. Claimant count expected to show increase of 17,900, average hourly earnings staying around 5%, and the unemployment rate remaining steady at 4.6%. Once again, any changes there, expect to see big moves in sterling. We've got more US data as well once New York opens. Another big hit all at the same time early in the session. Retail sales data, unemployment claims, the usual weekly unemployment claims, and the Philly Fed Manufacturing Index all out at the same time. Core retail sales expected to come in 0.3% increase month on month. The headline retail sales month on month, 0.2% increase. Weekly unemployment claims kind of steady with last week. 234,000 is expected. And the Philly Fed Manufacturing Index expected to come in at 0.4. So all potentially big movers there. I mean, the retail sales will probably be the big ones. But keep an eye on those unemployment claims as well. They moved the market last week. And obviously, because we've got such a focus of this key data for the Fed. Later in the day, plethora of Fed members speaking. Kugler, Daly, Cook, and Christopher Waller are all speaking. Waller's probably got the most clout out of those, or potentially most impactful. So keep an eye on that. So big couple of days in the middle of the week there. And we hit Friday, and many traders will probably fairly relieved to see there's not too much on the calendar. Both the Asian and the European session, nothing really of any tier one or even tier two. We hit the New York session. We've got those preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations numbers, which will have an effect on the market, but probably nowhere near as much as the preceding data we've got in the days before. As always, caveat everything. We're starting to see the big earnings reports coming out this week. That's going to move stock markets, and then there'll be a knock-on effect to all other markets. And of course, geopolitical updates from the US and from across the globe. President Trump was not quiet last week, and we're not expecting him to be quiet this week, especially if he kicks off with a big one on Monday with regards to Russia. So plenty of volatility expected in the week ahead, plenty of trading opportunities. If you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know, and good luck with your training this week. Thank you.